Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, you're invited to the Angus Commercial Cattlemen's Day, Friday, January 5th in Oklahoma City at Cattlemen's Congress. This event, hosted by the American Angus Association, is at the OKC Fairgrounds. It'll feature a pen and carload show, educational session, luncheon, and the National Angus Bull Sale and Herdsman Social. No registration is needed for this free-of-charge event as a part of Cattlemen's Congress. If you want to stay ahead of the curve in the cattle business, be at the Angus Commercial Cattlemen's Day, Friday, January 5th at Cattlemen's Congress.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Jimmy Emmons joining us today from Western Oklahoma, from Leedy, Oklahoma area. And Jimmy is an officer, vice president for the No-Till on the Plains organization. They're getting ready for their 28th annual winter conference of No-Till on the Plains. Jimmy, thanks for being with us. And you've been involved with No-Till for several years, I know.
I have, Ron. I've really enjoyed that organization and how it really helps foster awareness about what we can do with no-till and cover crop systems and soil health.
This particular conference been going on for a lot of years, originally in Salina, more recent years in Wichita. It really is one of the leading no-till conferences in America.
Yeah, Ron, we've really worked and strived at trying to be the leading conference for no-till and soil health systems. 28 years has a good track record of pretty good success, and we have another great one planned this year, and we look forward to seeing a lot of the usual regulars that come in, but also some new people to come in. We hope to have a large crowd.
In recent years, we've talked a lot about soil health, but this conference, the 28th No-Till Winter Conference, is really been around a lot longer than that discussion.
Yeah, it's kind of like you were country when country worked. Wasn't cool. We really have been pushing for 28 years the need for no-till and limited till with a systems approach.
What do we know today that we didn't know 28 years ago?
What we know today is more about the underground biology. We know more about soil function. We know more about new equipment that the technology has that what we can plant in high biomass residue with little ground disturbance. We know that a systems approach in thinking of putting animals back on the land and grazing cover crops has real benefits and pays. Oftentimes people look at the cost of cover crop seed and want to return quickly, and animals is one way to do that.
The 28th No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference happening the 22nd to the 24th of January in Wichita, Kansas. Details at no-till.org. Celebration of Life for Gerald Callahan happening today at 10 a.m. at the National Cowboy Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. There is a live stream. We've got details on the link on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. And that's our latest agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes.